What's up and welcome to the Single Player Experience. I'm your host Sebastian Malden, and in this episode I'm going to talk about 2022's Saints Row. So, is it as bad as people made it out to be? Is it a good single player experience? Find out right after the intro. DJ, hit the beat. This is a Single Player Experience, the podcast that helps single player gamers manage the video game backlog. I'm Sebastian Malden, and my main quest is to help you manage your ever-growing video game backlog by letting you know which single-player games are worth your time and money so that you can have the best single-player experience. Now, without further ado, let's start the show. DJ, cut the beat. You know, it's funny, I'm not nosy when it comes to real-life situations. I know some people that hear sirens in the neighborhood and they want to go see exactly what happened. That's not me. For one thing, I'm not nosy about those things. And two, I'm a chocolate man. Nothing good has ever happened to us when sirens are involved. All that said, I'm not nosy when it comes to real life situations, but I am nosy when it comes to big AAA single player games. Even when I hear that one is bad, I always have an urge to see how bad it actually is. It's sort of like driving by and looking at a car wreck. I know something bad has happened, I wish it was better, but at the same time, I can't take my eyes off of it. I have to find out if it's as bad as people make it out to be. That brings me to my latest game, the 2022 reboot of Saints Row. I remember playing the first two Saints Row games. It felt like a great idea and the start of something that could be a GTA alternative, but also felt like something that was just scratching the potential of what it could be. This game, the 2022 reboot of Saints Row, feels the exact same way. This reboot feels like a good idea, but it feels like a game that was released way before it was ready. This game feels like it should have been released maybe in 2023 or possibly even 2024. I know what other critics said. I read a lot of reviews when this game was initially released. I'll be real with you, this reboot isn't all bad. In fact, despite the many, and I do mean many flaws the game presents, I found myself really enjoying my time with it. For those of you who don't know, in this version of Saints Row, you play as the boss, a created character you design who convinces his three best friends that they should create a criminal organization called the Saints. Let's talk about this game's narrative. This story is relatively straightforward, but surprisingly, I found myself connecting with your three best friends. Don't get me wrong, they have their flaws, like some of the unrealistic dialogue that they say, but I've really found myself connecting with them. Their backstories and their personalities pull you in. They aren't as easily to fall in love with as the original Saints Row crew from the first four games, but they slowly won me over. On the opposite side of things, the villains of the game all seem generic and not well fleshed out. But it's not enough that it'll pull you out of the story, at least if that's what you're playing the game for. Let's talk about this game's gameplay. This is where the negatives really start to pile up. Driving in this game feels average. Not as bad as some of the worst open world video games, but it's barely serviceable. Turning and drifting don't feel as responsive as you'd expect. The combat is a mixed bag as well. The shooting varies from good to passable. In most occasions, it's fine, but there are times when it feels very inaccurate. I also think it was a poor choice for them to get rid of the melee combat from Saints Row 3 and 4. In those games, you commonly use pro wrestling style melee moves as opposed to this game where you use it as a takedown to get health back or finishing an opponent. In the old games, you can use these type of melee moves whenever you want, but in this game, you have to wait until that meter refreshes itself. This is a solid example of how the reboot feels a little lackluster compared to some of the older games. It feels like it's missing some of the magic that the old games had. The mission types you go through are a mixed bag as well. Some are enjoyable, while others feel like missions that should have been left in the last generation. Here are some other problems I had with the game. This game is buggy as hell. One time my character started vibrating uncontrollably just as they were trying to go up some stairs. There are many occasions where I tried to use one of my finishing moves and the game completely glitches out and shows me completely punching nothing. The most egregious glitch of them all is what happens at the end of the game, or at least in my playthrough with the end of the game. The most egregious moment of the game is the fact that it glitches out in the final boss fight, or at least in my playthrough it did. Just when the game was finally hitting its big climactic resolution, the game glitched out on me pretty hard where the boss was just glitching uncontrollably on the screen. He would warp from one side of me to another, and that wasn't planned out. That was a completely glitch, because you can see him going through the floor of the map as well. It's terrible. It's absolutely inexcusably terrible, and it completely takes you out of what's going on at that moment. This was supposed to be the big final chapter of the game, and it completely breaks the immersion of it. If you're looking for a good single-player experience that's not buggy, this ain't the one for you, at least as of 2022. Another fault that I had with the game is that this is one of the most empty open-world games that I have ever played. I can go miles in this city without seeing another soul. That is crazy for an open-world AAA game. My last major critique is that the dialogue feels rocky as hell. Sometimes there's some solid one-liners, but most of the time the characters are saying things that real people just don't say. You want to know what the crazy thing is? Despite all the flaws that this game is throwing my way, I'm having fun with it. It's the weird creative decisions, it's the execution that's preventing me from outright recommending this game. If you're a gamer who's like me, nosy about AAA games, or someone who's played the original series and wants to play something similar, try this game out. But really, I mean really, wait for a deep sell before you do. For the rest of you single-player gamers, I'd advise you skip this one entirely. Spend your time and money on something else. There are plenty of other single-player games that have better writing, better dialogue, better gameplay, and quite frankly, a better open world. Honestly, it's like I said at the beginning of this episode, Saints Row could have been a good game. It could have been something special and something memorable, and it could have been a reboot worth playing. But ultimately, this feels like a game that just wasn't ready to be put out. And because of that, Saints Row is ultimately going to be a game that many people are going to just forget about in about 6 months. If I had to score this game, I'd give Saints Row a 6 out of 10. This is a game you should not add to your video game backlog. So, there you have it. That is the reason why I think you should stay away from the 2022 reboot of Saints Row. In case you didn't know, with this show, we practice the 10 games backlog rule. In this practice, you log 10 games down. Those games are your backlog list. To be as productive as you possibly can, we recommend that you only play 3 games at one time. One single-player narrative game, one game that is going to be your chill and relax game, and another game that is going to be your palate cleanser game. That's the game you're just going to play when you're not in the mood to play your other narrative game. When you complete or get tired of one game, it leaves the 10-game list. Then you decide which new game is added onto the list and which game on the list advances into your active 3 games. The 2022 version of Saints Row shouldn't be on your backlog list at all. Just avoid it altogether. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Hey, if you want me or my community of gamers to give you feedback on your backlog list, then join us over at the Single Player Experience Discord server. Once you're in, feel free to share your backlog list or talk about good single player games and experiences that you've had lately. The link to join the free Single Player Experience Discord is in the show notes. I want to thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I hope to catch you in the next one. Peace.